Hey there, Focus Fanatics. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wonderful world of ADHD. Where our brains are wired a little differently, but that doesn't mean life has to feel chaotic. Ever felt like you're running a marathon just trying to get through a Tuesday? You know, one minute you're on fire, tackling tasks with laser-like focus, and the next, you're staring blankly at your screen, wondering where those 5 hours went. That's the ADHD experience in a nutshell. But guess what? We can learn to thrive amidst the whirlwind. Today, we're diving deep into a day in the life of an ADHD warrior, because trust me, it's not just about struggles. It's about embracing our unique strengths and finding strategies that work for us. So buckle up, grab your favorite cuppa, because this is going to be a wild ride. First off, let's talk about the superpower we often forget. Hyperfocus. Ever get lost in a project, completely zoning out everything else until suddenly it's 3 a.m. and you're surrounded by empty coffee cups? That, my friends, is ADHD magic. We can dive deep into tasks that truly ignite our passions, becoming unstoppable forces of creativity and productivity. But here's the catch. We need to harness that energy strategically. Schedule those hyper-focus-heavy tasks during times when you naturally feel most alert, maybe early morning or late afternoon, and set yourself clear boundaries. No distractions. Treat it like a sacred ritual where your brain is solely dedicated to conquering the task at hand. Next up, let's tackle distractions, our nemesis. Social media notifications popping up, emails begging for attention, that sudden urge to reorganize your sock drawer. It's a constant battle. But fear not, fellow warriors, there are weapons in our arsenal. Try using noise-canceling headphones or white noise to create a focused environment. Turn off those pesky notifications, yes, even the ones that promise instant gratification. And remember, it's okay to step away for a quick break when you feel your attention wandering. A short walk, some deep breathing exercises, or even just staring out the window can do wonders. Now, let's talk about organization, the holy grail of ADHD survival. We thrive on spontaneity and novelty, which often clashes with traditional organizational methods. So ditch those rigid schedules and embrace flexible systems that work for your brain. Think visual aids like color-coded calendars, sticky notes galore, or even using different colored folders for different projects. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about finding what helps you stay on track without feeling overwhelmed. Speaking of staying on track, let's discuss time management. We're masters at procrastination, but we can turn that around. Break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it as building a Lego masterpiece one brick at a time. Set realistic deadlines for each chunk and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Reward yourself with something you enjoy after completing a task. A little motivation goes a long way. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. ADHD isn't a flaw, it's simply a different way of thinking. Embrace your strengths, acknowledge your challenges, and celebrate your unique journey. This is about progress, not perfection. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, an aspiring writer with a brilliant mind but a constant battle with focus. She'd start her day brimming with ideas, only to find herself scrolling through social media for hours, forgetting all about her writing goals. Frustration would set in, fueling a cycle of self-criticism and procrastination. Sound familiar? It's easy to get caught in that trap. But Sarah decided enough was enough. She started incorporating those tips we just discussed. She scheduled dedicated writing time during her peak focus hours, used noise-canceling headphones to block distractions, and broke down her larger writing projects into smaller, manageable chunks. She even treated herself to a cozy coffee shop trip after completing each chunk, rewarding her progress and celebrating her victories. Slowly but surely, Sarah started seeing a difference. She was more focused, more productive, and most importantly, she felt empowered by her newfound ability to manage her ADHD. See? It's all about finding what works for you. Remember, focus fanatics, life with ADHD isn't about fighting our brains. It's about understanding them and working with their unique wiring. Embrace your strengths, find strategies that work for you, and remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Don't forget to share this episode with a fellow ADHD warrior who needs a little motivation. And as always, keep rocking those brains, folks. We're in this together. See you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.